Well, speaking of relationships, gentlemen, learning how to listen to a woman could improve your relationship. We know that for a fact. But how do you develop those skills? Well, Jeff Feldhahn has an interesting way. He's using baseball this morning to explain in Relationship Today.
Listen up, men, because I have a topic that will interest a lot of you. Baseball. I can't speak for all the guys out there, but I'm sure I can speak for a ton of them when I say that we may be confused about relationship stuff, but we can sometimes understand it a lot better if someone could only put it into sports terms. See, when our wife comes to us with an emotional problem, our tendency as guys is to listen to her problem and then offer up a logical solution. We try to be emotional fixer-uppers, but as we were doing our research for our book, For Men Only, I was pretty shocked to learn that that isn't what women want. If you're feeling a little bit confused or nervous, hang in there, because this is where baseball comes in. There are some very basic steps to becoming the kind of listener your wife needs, and for the sake of the male brain, we'll break them down into bases. And no, getting to first base doesn't mean what you thought it meant back in high school. Okay, to round first base, give her your full physical attention. Turn off the TV, turn in your seat, and focus on her. She's probably correct to think that you can't really listen to her in an episode of 24 at the same time. To round second base, give her your full mental attention for as long as you can. And when you get near the end of your ability to process all that she's sharing with you, gently let her know that you're nearing your limit and blame it on you, not her. To round third base, do the most important thing of all. Listen not for the technicalities of the problem, but how she feels about the problem. Believe it or not, she's not bringing it to your attention so you can fix it, but so that you can sympathize with her. And that leads us finally to arriving safely at home, which means acknowledging and affirming those feelings. For example, if she just found out she didn't get that promotion she was expecting at work, it might seem weird. Okay, it will seem weird to say, "I'm sorry you didn't get that promotion, honey. I know how disappointing it is not to feel valued." Instead of immediately jumping in with a solution for getting her the promotion the next time. But there is more than enough time for the solutions down the road. First, she most needs to hear that you care about her feelings. You might think cheering her up or getting her to look on the bright side would help. But listen to what one woman told us in our interviews. She said, "Trying to talk me out of my feelings doesn't accomplish what he's trying to accomplish. In fact, it makes me feel absolutely terrible, like my husband doesn't care one jot about how I feel." It is sometimes difficult for us men to be okay with letting our wife process through her feelings. Feelings can make us feel uncomfortable. But learning to listen for and sympathize with those feelings is one of the best ways to make her feel listened to and loved. It won't just help her to work through inner conflict. It'll also help prevent misunderstandings and conflict between both of you. For WMBI, I'm Jeff Feldhahn.
Jeff and Shanti. Don't forget, you can check out their website at Shanti, Shaunti, Shaunti.com.